The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends on Tuesday, February the 19th. We're going to start off, first of all, with Lauren Williams from the Daniel Boone Regional Library.
Hi.
It's good to have you here.
Good to be here.
Yesterday, we had Lucille Salerno on. We were talking about Osher Lifelong Learning. Today, we're going to talk about continuing education classes with the library. And they're all free of charge.
They're free of charge if you have a library card. They're available online. It's a database called Universal Class. It's one of the many online learning tools we have through the library's website. It has over 500 courses that you can take.
Now, that's hard to believe.
It is, but they're taught, they are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They're taught by actual people. Yes.
500?
Yes, yes. Everything from accounting to cooking to bartending to wedding planning. I'm taking one right now myself on behavior management because I have a small child. So
okay. And you say they're taught by people.
Yes.
Are they recorded classes or are they live?
Well, they're reading, and then there are assignments and quizzes, and there is an instructor who grades your work, who responds to emails, who provides the text, who provides the syllabus, who grades your work and kind of guides you along. You have 6 months to
complete the course. And you can do this. You can do this on your own schedule?
Absolutely, yep. Middle of night, your pajamas if you want to, yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
And how long are the classes?
They usually take between 10 and 20 hours to complete, but you have 6 months to complete them. Most of them, you can earn a continuing education unit. You have to check with your professional association to see if they'll take those from this particular organization, but you can get continuing education units for many of the courses.
Is there a limit to the number of classes you can take at one time?
Yes, I believe it's 5. Yes, you can take it. But I don't know who has that much time to take that many classes over the course of 6 months, but you can take up to 5. Yeah.
You can take up to 5
yes.
classes. They're all going to be graded. You get your report card then.
You do. Yeah, they are graded by an actual person. So, and you have to get to it through the library's website, though. If you just Googled Universal Class, you'd find them, but they would charge you. But if you go through the library's website to our databases page and enter that way, it asks for your library card, and then you create an account, and you're good to go, and you can do it for free.
And you do it at home. You can do it even when you're on vacation.
Wherever you have internet access,
yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So how long has this been going on?
We just had it, I think, for about a year. We added it last year, so it's fairly recent. But it's great. It's, you know, the public library is the people's university, and this gives you an opportunity to, you know, take those classes and things you're interested in, hobbies or professional
classes.
How many
people are participating in this?
You know what? I don't have that number. That's a great statistic. I'll have to find out.
Yeah. I know you don't know all 500 classes, but what would you say is one of the most unusual classes?
At least used to be like a private investigation type of class on there. The wedding planning one I thought was pretty
private
fun.
Private investigation
yes,
class?
Yes, yep. There's hair braiding, things like that. There are some sort of new age classes on there.
Wait. Go back to the hair braiding. There's a hair braiding class, and you're actually going to be graded on the hair braiding class?
You know, I haven't taken it, so I can't speak for that. But there's cooking and baking and things like that. So
you can check the website, all the different classes. Okay.
Yep.
And if people want more information, the best way to get it is what?
If you go to our website, dbrl.org, you can get straight to this database if you go to the reference page, databases, and then Universal Class. You can also just search the website for Universal Class.
Okay, yeah. That's fascinating. Continuing education, and it's free of charge as long as you got a library.
Absolutely.
Lauren Williams, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And your title is Public Services Librarian.
Yes.
You're doing a great public service.
Thank you.
Good to have you here. Come back again, all right?
We will.
Now, we turn to Monta Welch, who is with us. And Monta is here to talk about the visioning program for the City of Columbia.
I'll actually make a very big correction right here. It's a people's visioning.
People's
and it's a
visioning.
Grassroots effort. we're, I guess, in harmony in some areas with the city's visioning, because there are some things that we do similarly, but it's a grassroots people's effort.
So this is, it's different then.
It's different from the city.
Explain what the visioning program is.
Yeah, the people's visioning began because we thought that we needed to do more and faster. A lot of times government can move at a glacial pace, and whenever we have climate change happening, as it, you know, was reminding us last summer, maybe we might need to step up and move a little faster. So the people decided to have a people's visioning and take our ideas, because we thought we could bring some new ideas to bear on what was already there. I was part of the city's people's visioning myself some years ago, 5 or 6 years back. And I appreciate, and all of us do appreciate, all the work of the volunteers and citizens and everything. But we felt like that we've had a financial crash a few years ago. We've had now climate change increasing in severity. So we thought it might be time to update.
Okay. You were telling me before we came on about a net zero house?
Yes.
What is a net zero house?
Net zero is when you have a home that starts out in its design to be super energy efficient, as well as designed what is normally referred to as passive solar. And so you can work with the elements as well as be very efficient in all the other pieces that aren't necessarily related to solar. And then you, after you have the best, you know, model that you can make that way, then you can add solar panels. Obviously, if you're very good with that, then you need fewer solar panels. And then you actually, between those, all of those things, and there are many, many features that can be incorporated, then you essentially don't have a utility bill almost any month, unless that's some super situation.
And but often so what you're saying is you can build the house to use little or no energy. And when you have more energy than you need, you sell it back to the power company.
That's correct, yes. And we can do that because we have something called net metering that allows us to connect to our city utilities grid. Mm-hmm. So those are the opportunities we're trying to bring to everyone in the community, regardless of, you know, income level, to mm-hmm. raise all boats so that each individual can save that kind of utility bill every month. We want it to be an affordable home.
Okay. We're almost out of time, Manta, but if people want to have more information about this visioning, what can they do? How can they get in touch with you?
Go to the ColumbiaClimateChangeCoalition.org website. I know that's long, so it's ColumbiaClimateChangeCoalition.org. And you'll be able to see our topic groups that we have, brainstorming citizen ideas on all these things.
Okay. So, is there a phone number?
We do have a phone number, 573-443-4717.
Okay. And also, we're going to have you on before Earth Hour, but Earth Hour is coming up when?
Saturday, the 23rd of March.
Okay. We'll talk about it as we get closer to that.
That sounds good.
Thank you so much. Tomorrow, Vera Massey will be on University Extension, our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Charles Minshew, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. If you'd like to hear this program again or watch it, go to KBIA.org. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.